The Rebbe comes along and the Rebbe says, Chassidim, I am now giving you the power to spread the Yiddishkeit of Chassidus in the whole world. Everybody else who heard about this cracked up love. Spread the Yiddishkeit of Chassidus. Everyone is running away from Yiddishkeit. Even up should come back. And even people who never knew anything about Yiddishkeit should embrace Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. Ridiculous. Impossible. Everybody following. It's impossible. Rebbe says, you're right. It is impossible. I'm not telling you that it's possible. I'm not coming to tell you, you thought it was impossible, now I'm telling you it's possible. He said, that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you it is impossible. But that I am giving you that power. I am giving you the power to do something impossible. So the thing is, so how do we know if we got that power from the devil or not? There's only one way you can find out. If you do it. Somebody goes out on Somebody does it. It feels impossible. To me, it feels impossible. What can I do? The Rebbe says, do it. So I'm going to do it. It feels impossible. And then what happens? I'm doing it and it works. I say, hey, the Rebbe gave me this power. I have the power. It's not my power. The conscience of the Rebbe. It's not my power. Because if you would have asked me if it's possible, I would have told you, no, it's impossible. I can't do it. So it must be, it's not my power, it's the power that the Rebbe gave. Where did the Rebbe get the power from? The power that God gave him. So the Rebbe says, see that power that I gave you to spread Yiddishkeit all over the world? In a way that it was never done before? You know the power that I gave you to spread Chassidus all over the world in a way that it never was before? And one of the expressions of that power that I gave you is that now the world has more light in it than it ever had before. Because more people are lighting candles, okay, than were before. So the Rebbe says, those are only expressions of the fact that I gave you the power to do something which is technically impossible. The Rebbe says, the same thing is with experiencing godliness, godly revelation. If you come to me and say to me that you could experience revelations of Atzilus, know what Atzilus is. You can experience revelation of infinite life. You can experience the revelation of all lights all at once in a way that in every life that you experience the infinite. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any power like this. The Rebbe says, you're right. You don't? I do. But I am giving you that power. So it was just what it is. It's impossible. I am giving you the power to do it, but you have to do it. So in other words, depending on how connected you are, so in other words, when we talk about iskashus, if we can talk about the warm, fuzzy feelings of iskashus, we can talk about all kinds of wonderful things connected to iskashus, the brachas and all the wonderful things. But ultimately what iskashus is really about is, but the Rebbe says, I am investing in you an infinite power. There is nothing that you can, there is no revelation spiritual of any spiritual level that you cannot receive. But that's only if, but why aren't you receiving all these revelations? Because you're measuring your capacity based on what you think is possible. And if you look at your capacity based on what you think is possible, then what you think is very limited. There's only so much you can learn. There's only so much you can know. There's only so much you can experience. If you're connected to me and you judge your capacity based on what I tell you is possible, then I'm telling you, you have no limits. The only limits you have are the ones that you impose on yourself. You have no limits in terms of what you can experience in your own spiritual revelation, and you have no limits in what you can communicate to others, because it's not enough to receive the revelation, you have to be able to communicate the revelation. It's not enough for Moshe Rabbeinu to receive the revelation, you have to be able to communicate it. It's not enough for the Friedrich Rebbe to receive the revelation, he has to be able to communicate. In our generation, I'm giving you two things. power to receive revelation and the power to communicate. Till now, we mostly emphasize the power to communicate. The power to spread Yiddishkeit, to spread Chassidus, to spread Torah mitzvahs. And that's where we saw the main emphasis. But we never really tried to tap into our power to receive.